So this is the great reset symbol. And there's a few things going on here. When I first saw this last year, I noticed a needle going into a cell, the transformation of humanity. The human species will be transformed when the needle goes into the body. And also what we have here is an eclipse. This is the moon, the black part, and then behind it is the sun, which creates the corona. The sun represents the male, and the moon represents the female. And when they come together in eclipse, it's almost like a holy day for the Freemasons. Next time there's an eclipse, just pay attention to the mass media. They just freak out. It's like a celebration. All right, now this here is also the same symbol. This is the esoteric side of things. It's this obelisk is the needle in this case. It's the obelisk, and here's the circle. Okay, so you got the obelisk in the circle, you got the phallus in the feminine, and then you got the eclipse as well, if that weren't enough. All right, that's their salvation. The symbolism of Freemasonry, Albert Mackey, 1882. The point within a circle. That's what it is. That's what the Great Reset symbol is. They conceal the truth in their symbols. They conceal it from the what they call the profane masses. That's us, I guess. And then they reveal the truth to the initiates. The union of the phallus and ktase, or the lingam and the yoni, is one compound figure. As an object of adoration, all the deities of pagan antiquity can always be reduced to the two different forms of the generative principle, the active or male and the passive or female. Hence, the gods were always arranged in pairs, Jupiter, Juno, Bacchus, Venus, Osiris, Isis. But the ancients went further, believing that the procreative and productive powers of nature might be conceived to exist in the same individual. They made the older of their deities hermaphrodite, and use the term arinothelis, or man-virgin, to denote the union of the two sexes in the same divine person. So basically what he's saying is this obelisk is the male, the circle is the female, and he's saying this really represents the androgynous deities. That's what he just said. And this goes one step further by having the two circles combine here as well, which is another androgyne symbol. Okay, that's what he said, and that's what we have in the Great Reset symbol. The male and the female coming together in one body, and you also have it here with the sun and the moon. And then something happens. There's a result. The light starts to shine. Let's look up this Greek word real quick, man, virgin. A person of both sexes, a hermaphrodite. And this is used quite a bit in ancient Greek literature. Talks about Attis. Some of you know about this. The Attis was a type of a priest. The Gala priests were castrated priests, and they were transvestite priests, all right? They were transvestite priests who worshipped the goddess and the gods as well, Baal and Asherah, all right? And those are the ones in the Old Testament. And when they say the word sodomite in the King James Version, that means the transvestite priests. That's these guys right here. All right, there was like a whole priesthood of transvestites amongst the pagan religions who worshipped Baal and Asherah, and that was starting to corrupt the Israelites in that, in fact, the King Solomon got involved with these people here. So that's what broke up the kingdom of Israel back about 1000 BC or so. Attis has been emasculated. That means he castrated and... that is, has moved from the earthly elements of the world below, which is earth, to the eternal substance above, heaven, where the Nasin says, there is neither male nor female, but a new creation, a new human being, that is a hermaphrodite. See, that's a kind of imitation of the transformation that God will give people in the resurrection. You know, and exactly what it means is very debatable. Heavenly beings don't need to reproduce because they're eternal. And the Freemasons believe that if you become a transvestite, if you become both male and female now in this life on earth, you are now a new creation, a new human being. they basically believe they've become angels or something. And that's what the injections are about, too. You know, the mark of the beast, the whole thing is like a fake salvation. It's a satanic version of salvation. Satan's always imitating God and trying to be like God, but it's all fake. This has been going on since before the flood. It happened in Sodom and Gomorrah. We see what happened there. It didn't quite work out for them there either.
How about if these school therapists convinced your six-year-old to switch genders and accept chemical castration? At this point, why should you be able to stop that from happening? Why should you have any say at all? You're not a doctor, you're just a parent, and you have no power. If you're no longer in control of your own body, and thanks to the vaccine mandates, we've established that you are not in control of your own body, what gives you the right to control your child's body?
Don't get strung out by the way I look. Don't judge a book by its cover. I'm not much of a man by the light of day, but by night I'm one hell of a lover. Just a sweet transvestite from transsexual.